God,
grant me serenity
to accept the things I cannot change,
the courage to change the things I can,
and the wisdom to know the difference. The Simple Actions Group wishes to extend a warm welcome to all in attendance today. These premises are non-smoking. Our group is welcome to this room and the restrooms exclusively. Newcomers, is there anyone here in their first 30 days of sobriety? We would like to welcome you. All right. Those on Zoom, please raise your virtual hand and someone will chat with you. At this time, please silence your cell phones. Also, we respectfully ask that those present, please refrain from unnecessarily moving around the room. This will keep distractions and disturbances to a minimum and allow everyone to listen uninterrupted. This group practices the spiritual foundation of anonymity, singleness of purpose, and effective sponsorship. It is the purpose of this meeting to carry that clear message and to focus on precisely how to recover from the illness of alcoholism by taking AA's Simple Actions. AA Preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other, and that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. The format of this meeting is an open Big Book step study. As a group, we recognize the power of one alcoholic identifying with another alcoholic, sharing their experience, strength, and hope from the book, Alcoholics Anonymous. We encourage you to engage in conversation and ask questions after the meeting pertaining to this step discussed tonight. This evening, we are discussing step two. Please welcome our panel, Calvin and Robert. I will read the first paragraph on page 44, and then the panel will share for a few minutes each in the reading. All right, let's get started. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Page 44, reading one. In the preceding chapters, you have learned something of alcoholism. We hope we have made clear the distinction between the alcoholic and the non-alcoholic. If when you honestly want to, you find you cannot quit entirely, or if when drinking, you have little control over the amount you take, you are probably alcoholic. If that be the case, you may be suffering from an illness which only a spiritual experience will conquer. To one who feels he is an atheist or agnostic, such an experience seems impossible. But to continue as it is means disaster, especially if he is an alcoholic of the hopeless variety. To be doomed to an alcoholic death or live on a spiritual basis are not always easy alternatives to faith. Did you guys flip a coin?
We did. You want to go first?
Age before beauty?
So let me hear you. Sure.
How humble are you?
You got it.
Okay. My name is Robert, and I'm old. And an alcoholic.
Robert,
thank you for letting me share my experience, strength, and hope. Glad to see my people, and I'm glad we're talking about the hope step two. It's a good thing. The principle or the virtue behind step two is hope. And when I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I was sorely lacking hope. One might say seemingly hopeless. And what I really like about this specific reading is I knew I was probably in the right place because I was going through this with a buddy of mine, a sponsor or a friend or a guide. And we got to this part, right? And other people, I know other people, I lived in this world, and if faced with seemingly disaster or don't do that, like 90% of the people I know won't do that thing, whatever that is. Some of the people in the room, most of the people in the room that I met, it's not always an easy alternative to face. They've threatened me like three times in that reading. They use the word disaster, hopeless variety, doomed, death, or spiritual principles. Not always an easy balance. And I really like the fact that when they wrote this book and the people that I hang out with during my journey in sobriety get this kind of language. It made me feel more okay. I'm like, huh. You had that problem too? He's like, yeah, I wasn't really sure. I just wasn't sure. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, because this is actually a hard decision to make. So this was one of these specific chapters or specific paragraphs that made me relate into the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And for that little simple reason, that's all the wisdom I have. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Ryder.
Beautiful. Go ahead.
Now I'm beautiful. Yeah. Hi, I'm Calvin, alcoholic.
Hey, Calvin.
So what stuck out to me in this reading was kind of their definition of what it is to be an alcoholic, right? When I got here, I showed up because I was accidentally married to this girl. It was a whole thing. And she called me. She was coming back from deployment, and I had been binge drinking like for 6 months straight while she was gone. And I'm a blackout drinker, and I thought it was just a party. I didn't know that that wasn't normal. I thought that was what everybody did. And she called me, and she told me that I had done some horrific stuff, and that I had given her proof of that. And I wondered why she blocked me on everything. And one day I woke up and she was like, "Don't ever talk to me again." And I was like, "Oh shit." And then like 4 months later, she's like, "I'm pulling in tomorrow. You did this." And I was like, "Oh shit." And I remember that I laughed at her, this woman that I said that I cared about, that I loved. And I was like, "That's what you get." And that like immediately sobered me up. I was like, "Oh shit." You know, and I called my brother, who is a raging alcoholic to this day. Just the guy is a fun guy to be around. Boy, let me tell you. And I called him and I was like, "Hey, you know," and I'm just half a bottle down. And he's like, "Well, yeah, you should probably stop drinking, man. You ever thought about going to AA?" And I was like, "What? This dude's telling me that I need help?" I was like, "Bro, you're 35 living in our parents' basement. Like, what are you doing?" And he, and the next day I was like, "All right, well, work for my dad, I'll go," you know? And then I started going to Alcoholics Anonymous. I still showed up to this meeting, actually. This was my first meeting. It used to be in a different building. I showed up and I was all sweaty and had burn holes in my hoodie and parked crooked because I was living out of my car at the time. And they walked up and they're like, "Hey, welcome, man." I was like, "Oh shit. Hey, how do you know who I am? I'm not going to talk to any of you." And then I stuck around for a little bit and I was like, "Hey, all right, I want to do this. I can show her that I can be sober," right? Because I had never tried. And I was 21 years old, right? I was like, "Who stops drinking? This just doesn't happen." It happened for both my parents and half my family, but nobody stops drinking, right? And so I couldn't stop. I'd be getting off work and I'd be like, "All right, I'm going to go to a meeting," and then I'd get drunk. And then I'd be driving, I'd be gripping the wheel trying to get to a meeting. And I'd stay late at work trying to get to a meeting, and it wouldn't happen. I'd get drunk. I'd go 3 days, boom, drink. And then I heard what you guys had to say, right? It was, there's a spiritual experience that needs to be had for people like me. And I'm like, I was raised Catholic, kind of, you know, that's not happening. But when all else fails, how willing are you, right? That's what I was told. I'll take God over a bullet in my head, I swear, today, right? At the time, that, but, you know, today, I will choose God. And thank God at the time of my last drink that I chose to do something different. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing. All right. Our next reading is on page 45. Lack of power. That was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves, obviously. But where and how are we to find this power? Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main objective is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem.
Now we're talking power. All right. This is good. I like that. I like power. But I have a lack of it. So I'm kind of screwed, right? Or messed up, whatever. Lack of power. We had to find a power greater precisely to the extent. And that will solve your problem. I came in with a lot of problems. Wasn't quite sure if alcohol was the main problem, but I had a lot of problems. So when I first asked my sponsor to be my sponsor, I listed out all my problems. And I was very willing because I was one of the fortunate ones that were blessed with desperation. And I immediately got hope. But my very first meeting, I came in super, super desperate, very broken, very sad, just defeated, honestly defeated. But you guys gave me hope right from the get-go. So it was really kind of cool. My progress in AA is my progress. It's not fast or slow. It's just my journey. But I immediately launched into the program. I got a sponsor probably 3 or 4 weeks into the program because what you showed me, you told me a lot of things. That's good. Words are awesome. And you said a lot of words. But I've been around the world and people say a lot of words. You were literally showing me that you didn't have to do what I was doing or stopped doing for that 3 or 4 weeks, right? But you showed me a different way. And your problems that were similar to mine, you seemed to handle them differently. Why were you doing life so much differently and not flying off the handle, acting like a maniac when something happens, where I'm still a rage monster and very confused, like a bull on steroids? You're just running all over the place and getting very, very angry and even more confused. If I only had the power to fix these things, and some of them wasn't always selfish. You know, I personally don't believe, I've never met somebody that was completely purely selfish, but we have scales, right? And I was more selfish than not selfish. So I was losing and I was getting pissed at that. And I needed power. And when I got to this step, I got my sponsor. We started reading the book together and we got to this step, and it's saying, hey, we're going to find you a power that will solve your problem. It doesn't necessarily say alcohol. It says problem. Now, if you go back through the book, it most certainly is talking about alcohol. It's the second sentence, right? In the very beginning of the book, that's the problem. Now we have a solution and we're going to give you the power. So it's kind of like they do it in pieces for a slow kid like me to grasp this. And it's done very, very well if I'm willing to listen. And the hope that I got from that was, once again, now I'm probably 6 months sober on step two, slow grower. Everybody has their own rate. I'm 3 months for step one, 3 months for step two. And you're giving me more hope that I'm going to get a power that will solve my problem. And it's not only the alcohol problem. It might be all of my problems that come my way. That's like hitting the lottery. I'm a pie in the sky kind of guy because I'm a financial disaster. So I'm always waiting for that last, like, oh man, this is going to solve everything kind of deal. Luckily, I stumbled into the rooms of AA and I found something to, believe it or not, if I apply it, if I'm willing to work at this and then give up my ideas, that this will solve all of my problems. There's not a single problem, and I'm not trying to sell anybody on nothing, but all the problems that I manufacture and all the problems that are real, I might not get what I want, but there's a solution. And there's a big difference of Robert getting what he wants to become happy. That's still reaching for that bottle. That's still reaching for that outside happiness because Robert's fill in the blank. This gives me a solution to stop doing all of that. And I'm like, whoa, I'm getting a little goosebumpy, right? I'm like, man, I like this. You keep on giving me more good stuff, I'm going to keep on coming back. I want to see what's going on with this. And that's where I think the power is really important. And somewhere it says unlimited power. And that really speaks to my alcoholism because I like unlimited supply of everything. So unlimited power to solve my problems that I will continue to get myself into trouble will help me. And side note, fifth wall break, I will stop causing problems if I continue to do this solution. A lot of my problems are self-made. I would have never guessed that in a million years, but it became evident later on in my journey with writing. So that's all I got to share. Thanks.
Thanks. I'm Calvin, alcoholic again. So I, lack of power, right. I still have trouble with that one, right? Because I have control over everything in my life. I can make sure that I am to work directly on time, right? Because traffic is the same every day. It is, believe it or not. It's wild the way I planned out my life. I get off work at the same time every day. I feed the dogs at the same time every day. I make sure my daughter takes a bath every time the same day, right? These are the things that I have, right? And I have none of that. That is all because of my higher power. It is all an illusion of what I have in my brain because the day never works out that way. I showed up here an atheist, and I still am. I'm spiritual on the leaning agnostic side, right? It's like this weird thing that I got. I pray constantly and I meditate. But damn, God is kind of a jerk sometimes. So I was deployed during COVID. It was 2019. I left in July of 2019 and I came back in July-ish of 2020. we got extended out there, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we came back to America and they wouldn't let us pull in. It was a whole thing. And we ended up having some issues on my ship. And we anchored out looking at Norfolk Naval Base. So we're like anchored. We haven't seen land in seven-ish, six-ish months, right? Haven't seen land. Haven't had cell phone service, any of this, right? And we're there, we're anchored out, and I get a phone call from my dad, and my sister had died. She'd overdosed. Mm. And I mean, we got sober together, right? She was my dude, you know what I mean? I called her every day, and she was a member of a different fellowship, and I was a member of this fellowship, but we got sober at the same time. And we would bounce ideas off of each other, and she was still working on her fourth step, and I was 3 years sober, right? And I was able to be there for my mom, right? I was able to show up, and that's God, man. That's what that is. That I wasn't able to get a phone for 6 fucking months, and the second I get cell phone service, yeah, my sister died. That sucks, right? I've gotten past that, but I was able to be there for my family. Damn, right? That's not me. I was able to be there for the birth of my daughter, right? My ship was underway and I was allowed to stay back. That's not me. That's God, right? I missed my grandmother's funeral because I was drunk and on other things, right? I was gone, right? I was mentally not there. And my mother had to do that by herself. My mom was so close, right? But what I have today is the power to be present. My God gives me just enough to show up. And I like to think that my higher power gives me two paths to take. And it's like, you can go this way, and this way looks really tempting, or you can go this way and do a little bit of work, right? But almost always the path is pointed on me which way to go. And that's God consciousness to me today. The whole point, step 12 says, right? I know it's talking about step 2, right? But step 12 is so beautiful that it says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, right? And I've had people who have sponsored guys who show up and they're like, God's dead. I'm not doing this stuff, dude. No way. I'm not joining your cult. My sister used to say, there's a song by REM, Happy Shiny People, right? Shiny Happy. Anyway, she used to say that shiny happy people, right? That's what she used to say AA was. And I'd be like, yeah. Right. But just do it, man. Just show up. God will show up if you do it. Have the willingness to do that, right? Came to believe, right? That's all it is. Show up and believe. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks for sharing. All right. Our next reading is on starts off on page 47. We needed to ask ourselves but one short question. Do I now believe, or am I even willing to believe, that there is a power greater than myself? As soon as a man can say that he does believe or willing to believe, we emphatically assure him that he is on the way. His way. It has been repeatedly proven among us that upon this simple cornerstone, a wonderfully effective spiritual structure can be built. Then this leads into page 568 and appendix 2. Most of us think that this awareness of a power greater than ourselves is the essence of spiritual experience. Our more religious members call it God consciousness. Most emphatically, we wish to say that any alcoholic can be capable of honestly facing his problems in the light of our experience can recover, provided he does not close his mind to all spiritual concepts. He can only be defeated by an attitude of intolerance or belligerent denial.
Mm. All right, cool. I'm still Rob, still an alcoholic.
Right.
What I liked about my relationship with my first sponsor was, I thought, a really good one. He had something that I wanted, and he was armed about the facts about himself, and he shared his experience, strength, and hope, and how he got sober. And that's what he did. He didn't have to custom fit anything for Robert. We kind of gravitate towards people and they help each other out. That's what we do. And we got to this part and everything's going along pretty good, right? I'm on board with everything, doing the work and really feeling it, seeing the results. I'd probably say there's a lot more people in my life that are seeing the results more than me. Everybody's different. Took a long time to wash away all the crazy I came in with. It did not happen overnight. Good news is my desire to stop drinking happened sometime between, I'd probably say fourth to seventh month. That just disappeared because I was launched into service and doing this program and really immersing myself. So that disappeared. But I drinking wasn't my only problem. It was the one that was killing me the quickest. And it also exacerbated all the rest of my problems. But I had a lot of crazy. So it took a while and a lot of different work to get that done. But when he came to this step, he said, are you willing to believe in a power greater than yourself? You know, we one simple question, yes or no. I like this part. This is a lot of the program is interpretive. We all have our own little spins, and that's a good thing, right? We don't all have to be cookie cutters. We can have our own thing. They're asking you a direct, well, I was asked a direct question, yes or no. And I'm like, ooh, back me in a corner here, cuz I don't like this. I don't like being backed in the corner. And he said, think about it. Come back next time you see me, have me an answer. He said, I'll let you know, though. If the answer is no, not a problem. We're not going to continue on with the rest of these steps. You can call me. I'd strongly suggest to go to AA. You can call. Well, I'm not. We're not breaking up. This isn't a marriage, or we're not, you know, each other's significant others. We're just, I'm your guide. I only can give you what I have. And if you're not ready to answer this question, which is perfectly fine, there was zero pressure coming in. That's another thing that I like about my AA experience. There's a door. This is volunteer. I can walk out anytime I want. But yet your love, your strength, your experience, your willingness to share what you have and prove that you're happy, or sometimes we're sad. It's okay. It's a human emotion. Or angry. That's fine too. But you're willing to keep doing this draws me in every time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go out the door. I can. I don't want to. I have no, I'm in love with AA. I'm still in love with AA. After all these years, I can't get enough of this stuff. I wish I could do more, but I can't wait to retire so I can do it all the time. But I like, this is one of the moments in the AA that it tells you, hey man, what's it going to be? And I had a choice to make, and that was okay. I had a choice to make. Do I want this or just don't? Thought about it, prayed about it, came back to my, yeah, there's a higher power. Can't define it for you, but there's a higher power. I'm willing to admit very humbly that I'm not the greatest thing ever invented. We also had a lot of side quests coming up to this, you know, hey, you're so powerful. Can you hold back the ocean? No, you can't. Okay. So maybe that might be more powerful than you. So there was a lot of stuff going on. We got a limited amount of time and Calvin's smarter than me. So you should probably listen to him. So I'll just leave with the fact that I like it's volunteer. I like that they ask me a direct question. No more dodginess on this. What's it going to be? I'm like, yes. I'm like, cool. We can continue. And we continue. So thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing. My, Calvin Alcoholic, my experience was not, hey, here's the door. You can come in or out. I was like surrounded and like attacked. They're like, you're going to do the steps, blah, blah, blah. And I hated that. Right. It was like, this is the way of life and you're going to die. And I was like, shit, guess I'm, I don't want to die today, dude. All right. But again, right. It's many sides of the same coin, right? There are so many ways to get sober, and this is the way that I found. And that's the path that God took me down. Was found my first sponsor. I was at my third meeting ever, right? And I was not sober. And he was like, hey, man, you got a sponsor? Because the guys that I met at my first meeting were like, oh, this guy's new, get him. And this guy was like, you got a sponsor? I'm going to be your sponsor. You're going to call me every day. And I was like, nah, man, I'm good. And he was like, take my number. And then this dude called me, right, every day. That guy saved my life, right? I don't talk to him today. I haven't talked to him, and I don't know where he's at today. But that man I owe my entire life today to, because he took time out of his life to get to know me, to show up for me when I didn't even answer the phone. You know what I mean? He would still call back. And I have done that for guys, and I've had people do that for me. That's not the way I sponsor today, right? Because that doesn't work for everybody. Some people will run from that, right? But me, I was dying, and I had no understanding of, I was full flight from reality. I was so angry. I was just a ball of rage. And this dude was like, it's all right, man. Keep coming back. It's going to be good. Let's work the steps. You're going to die. I was like, yes, I am. And this reading reminded me of, this is stupid. There's this episode of South Park, right? And the, There's an episode and Kenny, one of the children, gets taken by Child Protective Services and he's given to this family. And the family shows up and they're like, oh, hello, welcome, right? And he gets locked in the house. And they're like strict agnostics, this family is. And they're like, what are you going to do? Are you going to pray? He's like, right? They're like, you don't know what God is. You can't tell us. Or is he real? Is he not? Right? God's like Dr. Pepper. Nobody knows what flavor it is, but it's delicious, right? And that's the way that I was. So I used to do a lot of, you know what I mean, outside issues, right, that made the world spin. And I was sitting there watching this, right? And I was four days of Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, my last drink, right? And I had done a lot of things to make me leave reality. And I was so, so depressed and so angry. And I was watching Narcos, thinking about how bad of a drug dealer I am. And I'm like sitting there and I'm on the second story window, right? And I'm like leaning out, right? I'm like, oh, if I fall perfectly, I can break my neck, but I don't want to miss, right? So I'm practicing it. I'm like, you know what I mean? And then my phone rings, right? And it's my sponsor. And he's like, I'm coming to get you. And I was like, oh shit. How do you know where I am? He's like, you called me. And I was like, oh, all right. And I had no idea what day that was, right? Because again, I mean, I'm just gone, fully gone from reality, right? Until somebody in the room, so I was like, I don't know what day it was. And she's like, I do. January 16th, 2018. I was like, oh, okay. How do you remember that? She's like, because you called me and you were in the home group and it was a Monday and you didn't show up. And I was like, oh, so that's what Alcoholics Anonymous is. It's people who care about you even when you aren't able to care about yourself. It's people who show up. And I think she was just trying to get my email off the, you know, email registry. But like, who is this kid? You know what I mean? But that is the way I know my sobriety day. And that has continued to happen over and over again. So, you know, God showed up, but
we had to ask ourselves, we were having trouble with these bedevilments, more important than whether we would see newsreels of lunar flight. Of course it was. When we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, we had to stop doubting the power of God. Our ideas did not work, but the God idea did.
So the anti-promises. Good news, bad news in my story, right? Somebody told me when I first came in, you never have to feel this way again. I think they were very specific. It sounded broad to me, but it was very specific. Like the obsession of the drink and all that stuff. I probably had six burning desires in my journey so far. That's why I know that there's a God for me, because I am powerless over alcohol. In my definition, only for me, that means I don't have a choice if I drink or don't drink. That's powerless to me. Whatever yours is, that's I'm cool with. But mine is I don't have a choice if I drink or I don't drink. I'm in big trouble with that. I need a power that will save my hiney when I want to drink. I didn't drink because, and this is just me, I didn't drink because I'm awesome. I didn't drink because I had however many years of sobriety. I didn't drink because I have so many sponsors or sponsees or whatever the case may be. I hold four service positions. Yes, that helps my sobriety. But in a case of a burning desire, Robert didn't save Robert from drinking. My higher power saved Robert from drinking. That's my story, at least my experience. And what I like about the anti-promises or the bedevilments, right? This is on page 52. Promises are on page 83, right? There's a lot of stuff that Robert needs to do all the time, because I don't have to feel that obsession and like, oh man, I'm itchy and I gotta get what I need, right? I don't have that feeling, but I most certainly, you could talk to a host of people that will confirm that I can be unhappy. I'm having trouble with personal relationships. I'm prey to misery and depression. I'm full of fear. Yeah, I'm a human being, dude. I am not floating above anybody in this room or anybody on this planet. I am a human being. I am loaded. God, my God made me with all the feelings. He used all the rainbow on this kid, right? So I'm going to feel these things. The problem that I have is I feel them intensely, and I have this stuckness in my head. I will hold on to something that's bad for me way longer. It has a shelf life, Robert. Nope. this is going to be in the memory box forever, like next to my like dog's ashes and my first teddy bear. I'm going to keep the things that are real dear to my heart in this special spot so I can look at them, you know, mementos or whatever, right? That's a good thing, right? No. That'd be good if it's only the good things. My brain tells me, oh, you're going to hold on to that resentment or you're going to hold on to this way too long if I'm not living this program and I need help, because I will slide into the bedevilments, you know, roll the dice if I'm not doing this. Really important that I live the program. I can study real good sometimes and I can memorize good half the time, but what I need to do is practice this. Or I get the anti-promises right on back. The bedevilments come rushing in. And it's amazing. And I feel good about being in AA. That's why I love being in AA. I don't feel alone about being honest about this. We can see people in rooms, right? Sometimes not. Some of you guys are completely cured of everything, and that's awesome. Good for you. But most of us wind up having these troubles in our lives. And we share that. It's good not to be shiny in AA. It's good to be real. I want to be real with you. I'm not having a good day. Something's going on. Let's talk about it. Because more than likely, the solution's on the other side of this wall. But I only see going through the wall with bloody knuckles, where I talked to my buddy Calvin over here, and he's like, oh, man, I just went through that last month. By the way, the door's right there. I'm like, oh, dude, I didn't even see the door. My higher power works in mysterious ways. He works through people. He goes ahead, or she goes ahead, whatever you feel comfortable with. It says, yo, Slim, call another alcoholic. They might have experience on this. And now I'm not alone anymore. And cliff note, I like high reward. We just had a speaker here not too long ago. High reward, right? Low work. Mm-hmm. I like that. Little effort, big reward. I get big rewards. You guys are like little spiritual piggy banks in here. I'm just cashing in ATMs all over the place. And that's a good thing. I can take an AA. As long as I'm willing to be like, when you come in and slide your check in, like, yo, I need some spiritual credit. I'm like, yo, I'll share my experience. Give and take thing. I love the altruistic movement that we have. Or I slide into bedevilments. And I got to start checking my time because I run all. Go ahead, Calvin. Roll with it.
Calvin, I'm rolling. So when we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, we had to stop doubting the power of God. So I was like really, really against this whole God thing as a start. Not really the God concept, but like the God thing, right? The God, right? And there's a story in the back of the big book about the guy who, the reasoning behind us saying higher power, right? And not anything more specific. And that was read. I went to Friday Nooners and they were reading that. And I was like, oh, then that like clicked in my head. I was like, some dude also in 1940 had this problem. I was like, oh, shoot, people have this problem too, right? And that's kind of where it started to click with me, is that I didn't have to continue with the God thing in the big G way, right? It can be him, her, it. To me, it is mine. And to you, it is yours. And it has no effect on this. I sponsored a guy and he had the exact opposite. In his mind, he was so religious that it didn't work for him, that AA wasn't enough. And I was like, what? You want me to be your sponsor? What? This doesn't make any sense. And this guy, you know, he's sober today. You know, that's freaking beautiful. You know what I mean? I am a genuinely depressed person, generally depressed person. I have a depressive personality. I have trouble getting out of bed sometimes. I have trouble being happy. And I was so worried when my daughter was born that it was just like this fear that like filled my head. I was like, am I going to like this child? It was like, I'm so scared to this day that I thought that, you know what I mean? And I meditated on it, I prayed on it, and I read some books on it, right? Because there's spiritual experiences of two kinds, right? There's burning bush, and then there's the knowledge variety, right? You can like learn some shit and be like, oh, there's God, you know what I mean? And I read stories about what postpartum depression looks like in men, and I struggled with that. And I didn't realize that that was a thing, you know what I mean? And what God shows me today is her running up to me and saying, "Hey, hey," that's about all she's got. She's about 18 months old. And then she just says yes. And then she says no, but only when she really means no. And I'm like, everything else is yes. And then you hand her like a chip and she's like, "I didn't want this." And I'm like, "Why didn't you say no then?" You know, but I'm able to be in her life today. You know what I mean? And I'm able to be present. My father relapsed when I was about 4 years old, and he came back into our lives when I was about 8 or 9. Right. My parents met in the rooms, and I saw that what that did to my family. Right. And I swore that that would never happen to mine. And to this day, I show up and I'm able to be a father, and I'm able to be a husband who I think my wife likes. I think, you know, I'm not a nice person. My default is not kind. My default is not giving. My default is I'm going to take your wallet, dude, and I'm going to go spend all your money, and I'm not going to care at all. I'm not even going to think twice about it. You know, a conscious, I thought I was a sociopath for the longest time because I had none of that. And AA taught me empathy, which is weird. You know what I mean? It's beautiful, the life I live today, because of Alcoholics Anonymous and because of God in my life. It's just awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, Sharon.
All right. And our final reading here is on page 55. Actually, we were fooling ourselves, for deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. It may be obscured by calamity, by pomp, by worship of other things, but in some form or other, it is there. For faith in a power greater than ourselves and miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are facts as old as man himself. We can only clear the ground a bit. If our testimony helps sweep away prejudice, enables you to think honestly, encourages you to search diligently within yourself, then, if you wish, you can join us on the broad highway. With this attitude, you cannot fail. The consciousness of your belief is sure to become with you. To you, sorry.
Cool,
Robert.
Thank you. I like Hope Shops, so that's good. and the previous reading, we were talking about reliance, right? And I think that's kind of cool because the book encourages us to read the book and to continue to grow. So we can read other books too. And now this is AA approved, so it's all good. But belief means reliance, not defiance, right? That's a very interesting thing for this very defiant kid. Because remember, we started off this conversation, it was like, "Hey man, you're doomed, you're depressed, you're hopeless, and you're going to die, or you can take the spiritual path." And I'm so defiant that I will go ahead and cut my nose off to spite my face. So there will be defiance in my story. And that's encouraged, actually. It's never shunned. This is my journey. And I will do it as I please. And if you tell me no, then I'm definitely doing it. So defiance, right? But the whole belief system is about reliance. I need to rely on, once again, step one, I have a big, big problem that I'm unable to solve. I cannot do this. And it's really kind of tripped out. I'm kind of like a geek in a lot of different ways, and I'm not going to scare you with all the ways. But like, I break down things. I like lists and categories and stuff like that because it helps me focus, because you might not know, but I'm scatterbrained, right? So I break down 12 steps like this. This is only talking about step two, but we're going off cue. Step one, I got a problem. Step 4, 8, and 9 are cleaning steps, right? I need to clean some stuff out. The rest of them, step 2, which we're talking about, 3, 5, 6, 7, straight up God steps, right? Straight up God steps. And then 10 and 11, half cleaning, half God steps, right? We're cleaning because we're going to jack things up because I'm stuck in the bedevilments because I'm not working the program. And then I ask God for a direction to get me back onto the ship, right? And step 12, having had a spiritual experience, which we've talked to in step 2, right? We go out and spread the good news and share our wealth of knowledge with other people, which is really kind of cool, right? So we have this whole process. Now we're sticking with 2, which is a good thing. But I like the fact that on that, I need to rely on this higher power, whatever that is to me. Because if I defy it, that's fine too. I don't think I hurt God. I love the relationship with my higher power. God, is everything or is nothing? So what am I bringing to the table to hurt his feelings, right? I can be really brutal with God sometimes. I'm like, oh, and he's okay with that. He's okay with that because just for me, my higher power has big, broad shoulders and doesn't make hard terms and makes a big hoop because he saw my driving history. And it's all going to be okay. One day at a time, one moment at a time, it's going to be okay. But I need to let go of this defiance. I need to stop being in competition with my higher power. Got to stop doing that, man. Or not, whatever. But I like the effects when I'm more reliant and less defiant. So, do it what you will. And I got kind of off topic because I don't think I touched on anything you asked about that. Real quick, give me the cheat notes real quick. Oh, how much time do you got? 7:44. When do you guys wrap up?
You're good,
okay. Did we talk about Clendam? Okay. Nah, you know what? I'm just going to shut up. I said enough. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Calvin. Save me. I'm relying on you.
Oh, shit. I'm Calvin, alcoholic.
Calvin.
What did we even read? Hang on.
I don't think we read that.
We read this? Yeah, we, oh, wow. Maybe. All right. The fundamental idea of God and people and humans and children. Sure. I didn't believe it when I got here. I look at my daughter. God, I talk about her way too much. I'm sorry. I look at this kid and she just goes up and like hugs trees. She was hugging trees yesterday. She's so mean and she just goes up and hugs this tree. I'm like, where is this at night when you want to go to sleep? You know what I mean? And she's like, that is to me, that's this little girl has restored my faith in everything. And it's beautiful, dude. I dove into Alcoholics Anonymous when I first got here and I needed to. I needed that to be my life, right? I showed up, I got a group of guys and we rolled together, right? That was my world for about 2 years, right? And then I went on deployment. And then I didn't have those people anymore. I didn't have those friends. So what do you have when you're alone? God, that's it. I have my higher power. Things sucked for a long time for me. I got back and those friends were drunk. They were gone. They had moved, and I stayed. Is that because I'm better than them? No, it's because I'm lucky and what I used to call luck. So I was really drunk driving to the accidental ex-wife. Her family lived in Massachusetts, right? And I was stationed just south of DC, and so I was driving up there, and I was pretty messed up on a cocktail of things. So I was clear enough to win my head drive. And apparently to the cop that pulled me over in Connecticut, I was also pretty okay. And I was like, all right. And he's like, where do you live? And I was like, up here on the right. And he was like, okay, I'm going to follow you home. And I was like, I don't live anywhere near here. And he was like, all right. And so I pull into the first house I see, I get out, I walk into these people's house and I sit on the couch. Waited for the dude to left and waited for the cop to leave and I drove to Worcester, Massachusetts, right? I used to call it luck. I was like, oh shit, right? I could have been shot. I could have been in fucking jail, right? So many things could have happened. And the truth is I walked in these people's house in the middle of the night and they didn't even realize, right? That's what, right? I used to call it luck. Now I call it God, right? Every bad thing that has happened in my life is my fault entirely. If I just get out of the way, God shows up. If I interject myself into the situation, like if you ever hear me say, I'm famous for it. I got it. Right. I say it to my mom with her whole 40 years of whatever she's got sobriety. Right. She'd be like, mom, I got it. She'd be like, oh, you got it. And I'll be like, yeah, I'll figure it out. Right. But in my head, right. I might say it out loud. I'll figure it out. Right. But the truth is that's because the path will open itself up to me. I'll figure it out means that shit will work itself out. I don't need to do anything. I will just show up and do the next right thing. AA catchphrase. Do the next right thing, right? And it just works. God shows up for me. So if you're new, and you're struggling with the whole God concept, man, it'll just work itself out. Just show up and do it. Be honest with yourself for a little bit. That's the scary part. People are like, oh God, how about you write an inventory? You know what I mean? Just look at yourself for a minute, dude. That's what you're scared of. Oh God, I'm so mad at him. Nah, you sure? Should be mad at yourself a little bit. Anyway, that's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks, Sharon. All right. Thank you both. We will go ahead and pass the baskets in accordance with the seventh tradition, which states we are fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. While contributions cover each group's rent and other expenses, the seventh tradition is essential at every level of AA service. It is both a privilege and a responsibility for groups and members to ensure that not only their group, but also their inner group, central office, local services, district, area, and general service office remains self-supporting. This keeps AA free from outside influences that might divert us from our primary purpose, to help the alcoholic who still suffered. Our common welfare, a word about safety. Our group endeavors to provide a safe meeting place for all attendees and encourages each person here to contribute to fostering a secure and welcoming environment in which our meetings can take place. Announcements. Are there any AA-related announcements? Good.
My
meeting
is
Be there, be square.
7.
Nice.
Thursdays.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Alrighty then. Thank you. Simple actions of the home group. If you're interested in joining our home group or in need of a sponsor, please hang out after the meeting. Home group members, raise your hand. Point out the literature. It's over there to my left. You're right. Please take what's there. If it folds, it's free. Sponsorship questions. Sponsorship in AA is yours for the asking. We urge you, do not delay. If you have questions or would like additional information about sponsorship, I will be available right here after the meeting. If you're shy, you can please send an email to info@simpleactions.net. Reminders, smokers, please use the buck can provided outside. Stay well away from the church doors. All meeting and audio recordings and upcoming events are posted on our website, simpleactions.net. Meeting after the meeting, all are encouraged and welcome to join us at the meeting after the meeting at Cafe Stella off Colonial Avenue. Yep, right next to Kogan's Pizza. Thank you. Thank you all who participated, and we'll close with the Lord's Prayer, and after the meeting everyone will get a chance to come up and say thank you to our panel, and I've asked James to read the last two paragraphs of page of 164.
I'm James, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, James.
A vision for you, big book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. You realize we know only a book. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answer will come. If your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something that you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thanks.
Thanks, Rudy. All right. We have a nice little closing.
Our Father.
Thank you for the power.
Thank you for the power.
Good.
Thank you for
forgive us of our trespasses. And forgive us of our trespasses. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory.